Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower and I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. And you can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And don't miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Don't miss this post, Rebellion or Mercy, the Path Well Worn. Rebellion or Mercy, there is a path well worn, and it has been traveled since the first beginnings of man on the earth. Today we are far removed, but the same sin problem is in effect. Do not miss this post, Labor Day Toil and Trouble. Labor Day Toil and Trouble is, along with the rest of the calendar year, one huge bucket of trouble. Riots, pillaging, murders, fires, open borders, inflation, short supply, and more. And do not miss this post, the bane of a lawless people. The bane of lawless people within a nation cannot be not only seen, but what they do will tear down the moral fabric of society. It is true, our system of government was not made for unrighteous people. And the latest post on warn-usa.com, do not miss this post, Christian Martyrs, Advocacy, Miraculous, Classic, Warn Radio. We look at martyrs from Nigeria, Kenya, and Cameroon. In addition, we look at the latest in miraculous conversions to Christ. And do not miss this post, Casting Down, Moab's Isaiah Prophetic Book, Part 25 on Battle Lines. Casting Down Moab. In the second portion of The Burden of Moab, the judgment and the extent are fully realized. And be sure to get your book, The Rising, by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. And The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? And be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you can visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. Another day, another whatever, huh?
Yep. Another day in paradise, isn't that what they say?
Remember, there was a movie to that.
Was there? Yeah. I don't remember that.
Another Day in Paradise. Of course, we were watching the Paradise murder thing.
Yeah.
They had literally murders every time
on
you walked.
On that little island.
Yeah. Little dinky island. Beautiful. But boy, I'll tell you, they sure killed a lot of people around there.
It's a wonder they have any people left. Of course, it's all the tourists that come in and
do
die.
All the stuff. Yeah. Yeah. All the natives are fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, welcome to another edition of the Advocacy Broadcast for the Persecuted Church. Up front, we're talking about Manifest Deliverance, Present Evil World. This is an article that is one of our featured articles, and these are articles that kind of represent our classic Warren Radio. And we take these and we go through them and redo the graphics, double check all the words, update all the information. Manifest Deliverance, Present Evil World. And I like this one scripture in this one. One of the main ones we used was Luke 21:36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, you know, Tower, that is a very important scripture.
It sure is.
Especially if you have family. And there are so many dangerous things in the world today and so much evil. We are commanded to watch and pray always. We should be praying always anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is commandment to watch and pray always. What? What are you watching for? What are you praying? That you, meaning you and your family, and I always pray this prayer and I put the names of my family in it, that in the name, the names of your family may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall. Now, you see, number one, this is an imperative. It's a commandment. Watch, therefore, and pray always. There's two things. Why? So you'd be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. So this is an absolute. It's an imperative, it's an absolute, and it's a commandment as well as a reason why you needed to pray this. And not only so you can escape, but that you can stand before the Son of Man. Because the wicked are not going to stand before the Son of God. They're going to be kneeling. See, that is why you have Christ and you accept Him. Because when you stand before Him, you'll be clothed in white, the righteousness of God. And you will stand. And the only time you're fallen prostrate is when you're worshiping the Lord, which in heaven could be quite a bit. But you're not like the wicked who fall down automatically because of the wickedness. So at any rate, Manifest Deliverance, Present Evil World. And you know, when we look and see what Russia's doing and what's happened in Ukraine, when we see what's happened in America and you have all these people trying to get into America, and they're all thinking that this is the place to come, that when they get here, that things for them will be better.
But they're not going to be.
No. Matter of
maybe
fact,
temporary, but
there's no way America can keep funding illegals at the rate the Biden administration is doing. It's sure stupidity. And it's liberal doctrine is what it is.
And all the things going on in the world are very disturbing.
Yep, it is. And so this article is one talking about the present evil world, but that there's a path, a way and a light, and a plain path for all to find this deliverance. We call this redemption, to redeem one from bondage, to free or liberate, to buy back from darkness and the curse through the blood of the atonement provided by the Son of God who died for all people.
Amen.
So go to warn-usa.com and Dana Glenn Smith and find the article, Manifest Deliverance, Present Evil World. That has a lot of good messages in it.
Yes, it does.
Now, we have something coming from the International Christian Concern, and this is about clash of religions, and that's just about everywhere you could go. And, of course, one of the biggest, when we talk Christian organizations, I mean that operate, there are regular Protestant believers in Egypt, but the Coptic Church goes back to the beginning, you know, of Christianity and the apostles. That's really where that goes. And an Egyptian Coptic Church, which is very big in Egypt, and I remember, we've covered a lot of them, and they talk about, you know, when you're an Egyptian Coptic believer, you know, in Christ, you get used to being martyred in Egypt. And things have kind of quieted down there, I think, Tower. But then it's,
we haven't heard much for a long time.
Yeah, there for a while. We were getting a lot of stuff out of there, and it covered a lot of things. But here's a priest. I'm not going to attempt to say his last name. He served at the Church of the Virgin Mary in St. Paul in Egypt in a certain district there. And by golly, they found the guy that did it, a 60-year-old man. And they don't know his motives, but 9 times out of 10, you could even say 10 times out of 10, it's going to be a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk of the Coptics and their history in Christianity and how far they date back, but then when you look where they're at in Egypt, they're only 10% of the population in Egypt. And remember, Islam came out after Christianity. So Coptic believers in Egypt were really real strong. You know, it really took off in there. You know, the Coptic Church has always been around, always been there. But
he was murdered?
Yeah, he was murdered. He was stabbed several times in the neck. And of course, that's where your main artery is. And you know, this is a bad way to die. And this priest was just probably walking down the street, and the guy came up from behind him, or even if he came at the front, you know, just out of nowhere, or you know, you walk by him, you don't think anything of it. You know, even in America, when you pass people by, you don't know if they're not going to shoot you anymore.
No, you don't.
You get in the big cities today, and it's really dangerous. So, the nation's Muslim population was celebrating Ramadan. And, of course, the Christian minority is celebrating, you know, they're getting ready for Easter and celebrating Lent. You know, and, of course, the Messianics were celebrating. What they do is go into Passover and then unleavened bread and then the Feast of Weeks and ending up on Pentecost. And so you see all this, you know, this is the thing that is irritating about religion. You know, you have the Muslims who serve a God who says, kill the Christians and kill the Jews. Is there something wrong with that scenario? You look at the Christian God who says to pray for those who despitefully use you. You know, if they demand your cloak, give it to them. You know, if they compel you to go 1 mile, walk 2 miles. What does that sound like? Doesn't sound like Islam.
Oh, heavens no. Totally opposite.
And then on Ramadan, their holiest time, some of these guys go out, some of these people, these believers, go out and feel like this is the time to kill Christians or Jews. And this is really unfortunate that this goes out. It's too bad. Mm-hmm. And there is Muslims out there that are trying to rid Islam of this kind of
extremism.
Yeah, they really are. And Jeff King, he is the president of the International Christian Concern. And in ICC, as we call it, does a lot of good. And there's another one, of course, Samaritan's Purse. There's Barnabas Aid. You know, and these people do a lot. They have boots on the ground. And when we go through these, we let you know who's doing it. And, you know, pray for the people involved that, you know, at ICC or Samaritan's Purse, these organizations. Pray for the people that is involved in these things. And give financially, as well as your prayers, to these organizations. And we don't get no pay for this. This is, we just tell you, this is what we need to be doing, folks. We need to be helping these reach over there and get this going. But, you know, he says, while many details about the incident is unclear, it highlights the vulnerability that many Egyptian Christians face, particularly during the religious holidays of Ramadan and Easter. And it is normal, and we've said this many, many times, for Christians to face increased persecution during these seasons. And it's not just Easter, but you get into the two worst are Easter and Christmas. So, it's just too bad. I was trying to find out if we got a thing of what happened to him, but I don't think we do. But many times we do this, and we report, of course, out of Nigeria as well. And the Fulani has been making a big impact, so have Boko Haram, but they recently started reporting more ISIS attacks. So if you're a Christian overseas, you got a lot of enemies. Now, let me tell you, America, your borders are open because of Joe Biden and the Democrats. And I got news for you. They tell you that we can't do nothing. That's a lie. Because your Constitution says we have a right to be secure in our persons. Now, I want to know what judge on the Supreme Court would find it where you don't have a right to that. See, and these are the issues. These people come across thinking that they have a right to come across the border. Why?
Well, you have corrupt judges making up their own rules and not paying any attention to the Constitution.
You do. And you have many others. You know, you have prosecuting attorneys, attorney generals, governors. There's a whole bunch of them. Many of them have accepted money from Soros, who teaches them to do this and release people from prison. And you put all these people on the streets, and you're seeing horrible murders in America. And also your border being open, and the fellas down there on the border can tell you that there is a lot of wicked people coming across that border.
There is.
And so I'm warning you, America, I'm telling you, you pay attention. Because, you know, we actually should have been on the streets. And we should be turning this country upside down until the knuckleheads over there in D.C. get their heads out of the nether region and close the borders. You do not need a reason, you know, Title 42 or any of the others. That's just political speak. If people wanted to close the borders like our forefathers did, and I mean 40, 50 years ago and as many as 30 years ago, they did watch the border. But somehow we get liberal brain nincompoops who think, yeah, let's let everybody in. Well, that's a good thing. Where are they going to stay? Where are they going to get the money? Where are they going to be able to do anything? Well, Biden has figured it out. So far, I've seen a figure the other day, and it said Biden has spent $9.8 billion taking care of all these people.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Well, what were you saying today? You were telling me about Biden signed an executive order to get people signed up for voting. What was that about again?
Yeah. I didn't read the full thing, but that's what it was supposed to be. And he was calling for, you know, of course, he's talking to the Democrats here. Sign up as many people as you can. Get them registered to vote. See, that's why Biden and the Democrats don't care about your border. And I said this back before Barack Obama was elected, while he was still running. I told you why he would open the border back then. It's still the same scenario. It's to overrun the country, to exhaust its resources, and bring a country down. And if that don't work, at least get enough of them in there and let them vote to turn the vote so you get elected all the time. That is where this is headed. That's where it's at right now. And you need to get off your comfortable seats, both in the churches and in your jobs, and you need to make sure you know who you're voting for. Because I guarantee you, not all Democrats are fuzzy, warm, and friendly. As well, not all Democrats are radicals that want to open up your borders, that want to cram immoral stuff down your throat.
And then you do have some rhino Republicans.
You do. And so it's not necessarily the skin color or the political affiliation or their job, but it's in the heart. Remember, the sin is not in the skin. The sin is that which lies within. Make no mistake about it. America is in this situation because of sin. Now, while we go forth, and as Paul said, in as much as possible, be at peace with all men. Doesn't matter who they are, what they, you know, be at peace with them. If it's possible.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what they do or who they are. That's what you do. Live at peace as Christians. And do what God wants you to do and be undefiled from the world. Because this nation is defiled. So are many other nations defiled. Putin has blood on his hands from what he did just in Ukraine. China has a lot of blood on their hands. So make no mistake, we have got some evil leaders in these countries, and they're not, just because they have pearly whites when they smile, and they look good and kind of seem friendly, these people can be snakes on the inside.
That's right.
So, at any rate, I put this one up. This is from persecution.org. And this is another one from International Christian Concern. But the point of this whole article was that the old Hong Kong of freedom is gone, especially with the government-run police system and courts. Now, see, it wasn't too long ago the old Hong Kong was still there. See, even after the British Empire gave Hong Kong back to the Chinese government, it took the Chinese government quite a number of years to take it over and tell them they had to change. Matter of fact, because of that, and the nation's not doing anything, that's why they're going to go after Taiwan, and that will be next. And nobody will do anything when that happens either. And see, this is the problem you have. So when something happens to America and to the West, nobody's going to come to their rescue either. When something happens to America, America's going to stop being the place people are coming to. They're going to be fleeing. Like ants out of a...
flooded ant home. A flooded ant farm or whatever. Ant... What do you call those things? Ant nests?
Ant farms?
Ant farms? I don't know.
Well, you know, when you look at it, you know, Hong Kong had some of the best business there was, and I've read lots of examples of people that were in finances that were from America and elsewhere that did all their business in Hong Kong. They flew to Hong Kong a lot. They loved Hong Kong. And so a pastor and a housewife apparently, and there was this particular hearing going on, and it concerned about some people commemorating the Tiananmen Massacre, and they had a vigil. And so the organizers of them was sentenced by China for inciting others to join the banned event, because the Chinese don't allow these things. Well, during the hearing, Reverend Peng, now that's the name, a pastor and his housewife and his wife, they were among the bystanders and started their applause in the middle of the courtroom. And so you can't even clap in a courtroom. In America, they'll tell you to stop it. Well, they were charged with intent to bring hatred or excite disaffection against the administration of justice, as well as encouraging disobedience to law and order.
Crazy.
And in their language, this was seditious. And so now for 2 years, he's been attending various court sessions and reporting from the scene.
And now they've arrested him?
Yeah, well, he can face up to 2 years of detention.
Good grief.
He used to do some reporting. You see, he used to be in England, and he led a Christian church, a Chinese Christian church there. But he was over in Hong Kong. Well, Hong Kong was free. But China has made it unfree. And it is kind of like the Ukraine. There are so many stories coming out of Ukraine, but the big story about Ukraine is, look at all the people who got killed and died and how many are upset, you know, churned up and loose on the world, just homeless and drifting wherever they can get in at.
That's sad.
And so, you know, if Putin succeeds in chasing them all out of Ukraine and taking it over, he's going to go after someone else. And he said as much, that they're going to be going somewhere else. They're going to be doing other things. And so this really fits into Matthew 21 or 24, Luke 21, Mark 13. Because you're going to have wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, etc. And the Lord points out these things must happen, and then the end shall come. There's no doubt that there's a lot of turmoil in these end of days. And we've seen, I believe, Tower, more turmoil and disruption than we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, and it's just ramping up every day.
It is.
And I think it's gotten worse since Biden got in as president.
Well, yeah, I think that's obvious. But you talk to Democrats, they are ignorant of it on purpose. You see, because they're using this for a reason. They're using this so they can get elected again and again and again and not give the Republicans a chance to do anything.
That's right.
That is exactly what is going on. And that is why our Constitution was not meant for an immoral people. We are an immoral people in this country.
Yes, amen.
We have people that go to church. They also are leaders in the politics of this land, and they are immoral, dishonest, and they're liars. You have pastors that allow them to get away with it, and those pastors are liars. And so you better understand there's judgment here. And the pastor and those in these churches are going to be held accountable for what they're doing. You can't back up to Calvary and say, well, you know, I'm a Christian, when you're acting the way you're doing and you're a lying, cheating thief up there.
That's right.
And this goes for all those pedophile priests out there as well. You keep your hands off the children, all of you. You bunch of perverts. Keep your hands off the kids.
And they're not only doing that, but they're corrupting the kids in the schools with this transgendered.
And then, of course, you have the long line of trafficking because of what Biden has been doing. Sex trafficking, drug trafficking, and human trafficking.
I think that's been going on for a long time, but it's just getting worse.
Well, it's worse now because the borders are open.
Yep, exactly.
So at any rate, the old Hong Kong of freedom is gone. Ukraine, who did okay for a while by itself, is in rough shape. But Zelensky keeps demanding more. And, you know, we can't keep giving this guy billions of dollars every week. We don't have that kind of money. It's just ridiculous.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, at any rate, we're going to... Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
This is an exciting story. I love hearing the miraculous work that God continues to do. And this is just one of many stories that he's involved in. And this woman was... This story comes to us from CBN News. And this woman was clinically dead. Then she left her body and saw a glimpse of heaven and hell. In 2019, Charlotte Holmes was having a routine checkup with her cardiologist when her blood pressure spiked to 234 over 134. Her doctor told her, "You're not going home. We're going to put you in the hospital. We've got to get that blood pressure down. It's got to come down. You're having another stroke, or you're going to have a heart attack." And they put her in a room and started an IV just to try and get the blood pressure down. And her husband, Danny, stayed with her while the hospital staff attended to her. And then they called a code, and they came running in. And they started working on her. And her husband's feeling was, "I thought, boy, I'm wondering if I'm even going to be able to take her home." And Charlotte started talking about the flowers to her husband. And when I looked around, I knew there was no flowers in this room. And that's when I knew she was not in this world when that was going on. And she was above her body, and she could see Danny, her husband, standing in the corner. She saw the nurses and doctors working on her and doing the chest compressions. And she said, "I could smell the most beautiful flowers I ever smelled. And then I heard the music. And when I opened my eyes, I knew where I was. I knew I was in heaven. And I looked around at the beauty. I could see the trees. I could see the grass. And everything was swaying with the music. Because in heaven, everything worships God." And she says, "I can't convey to you what heaven looked like. Because it's so above what we can even imagine a million times." And Charlotte said she was led into heaven by angels. And there was no fear. It was like pure joy. When the angels take over, there is no fear. When you are going home, it's pure joy. And then she said she began to recognize deceased family members. She saw her mom, her dad, her sister. And she saw a family member standing behind She said, I saw old saints. See, they didn't look old, she said. They didn't look sick. None of them wore glasses. They looked like they were in their 30s. But yet, in Scripture, it says in the Scriptures, we will be known as we were known. I know them. They're in their new bodies. They looked wonderful. What Charlotte saw after that, however, shocked her. And that will be continued in part two. And now back to you. That's an amazing story. I love that.
Oh, I do too. And when you look at the things in the world, and then, you know, we need hope as Christians.
We do.
And we've got hope in Christ.
Amen.
But when you're living here fighting the battle, you know, people get so turned around at times. And that's why you need to get the Scripture and you need to play it. And I mean like all day. And you need to memorize it. You need to know it. You need to speak it. You need to rebuke those thoughts you don't like. And
one thing, when a Scripture stands out to you, you need to memorize it. That happens all the time. And when it stands out to you, God is showing you that for a reason. And they're easy to memorize. That's been my experience.
Well, there's no doubt that that is a good story, and part two
is
coming.
Yes,
and we're going to...
Hope we can get it tonight.
Well, yeah, we will, because we're in Asia News. And a lot of times when we're dealing with China, there's China Aid where we get... some of the latest. There's a number of them. And this is AsiaNews.it. This comes out of Rome, Italy. And of course, this is about China. And here's another bishop who had been freed at the beginning of November after a previous arrest. And they detained this guy. And then you also have another bishop that's disappeared. He had been under house arrest for more than 10 years.
Wow.
And of course, they suspect torture. And there are rampant stories out there that the Chinese, their sub-authorities... will go in, and people that have been released or Christians or leaders that have been in trouble, they will just pick them up out of the blue and take them and go persecute them, do things to them.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it is. And I was reading an article yesterday about Chinese organ harvesting, which we knew about from some of our reports on the Uyghurs.
Yes, we've reported that.
But this wasn't just Uyghurs. This was other Chinese that had gotten in trouble with the government, including Christians. And so we know what they do in China. You know, it does make its way out. And so a new clampdown by the Chinese regime. And, of course, there is an underground church there. And the underground church was recognized by the Vatican, of course, not by Beijing. But Beijing and the Catholic Church had an agreement. But China didn't exactly follow that. And I've read that from several sources. And, well, yeah, I mean, can you trust the dragon?
Yeah.
You know? No, you can't. I mean, you know, anytime you have people that shut down every church around and they're not doing anything except... I mean, we're talking about Christians that are turning the other cheek here. We're talking about Christians that don't raise up and kill their enemies. We're talking about Christians in China that are trying to live for Christ, and all of a sudden they have their churches destroyed, their pastors in prison, their leaders, and everybody else is written up, and they have to sign a pledge. And of course, the whole thing is to get them into their I can't remember.
Oh, I can't either.
But anyway, they got an official
for the house churches.
Yeah, but see, this is an unofficial underground church. An unofficial underground church. Well, underground churches are usually unofficial. You know, I don't know about. Of course, this was written in Italy, you know, and some of them foreigners do have a different way of words. So, at any rate, one particular pastor was, he was a bishop. And that's the one that was detained, that disappeared, apparently. They put him on a plane. And, of course, they haven't figured out where he went yet. I mean, you could go, like, 60,000, 70,000, just open the door and throw him out.
Maybe he's in Siberia.
Well, you know, that they do that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so... So, and the suspicion is, now this particular bishop, they did all this before the Easter holidays. Now see, Easter is past. We haven't got word if he's been returned, but they thought that they did this so he wouldn't be able to celebrate Holy Week.
Yeah.
You know, like the Christmas Mass, which is, and this is, of course, some of the Catholic churches over there. There's a lot of Catholic churches over in China, but there's also a lot of other Protestant. But it's kind of interesting the way all this goes. All of a sudden, this guy is loaded up and disappears, and they know he boarded a plane. Well, you're going for a free ride.
Yeah.
You know? But we've had word, and we've talked about that, that there are ways these people are finding fellowship. And I mean not just in China, but outside of China. And that's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say what's sad, these churches are recognized by the Vatican, but not by the Chinese government.
Yeah, well, they don't recognize much of any church, unless it's their own.
And they
do have Christian churches that are Chinese that the government agrees with.
Yeah.
They're totally dedicated, you know, the communist government is the one that feeds them. They're the leaders, not God. You know, everything is centered around communism,
yep,
which is godless, so...
But in the eyes of the government, these Catholic churches are considered representing a destabilizing factor. That's what the government thinks. So they don't want them to be active.
Well, we've got a report coming out of India. And of course, this is really about the holidays. Whenever you get around these holidays, Christians overseas, and this is out of India, a first information report on the scene, you know, was filed against 36 Christians.
Wow.
Okay, fellas and gals, just stand right up there so we can be sure to get you all. And, you know, most of the congregation has been freed. Now, what they did, they locked them up in the church. And of course, they make these particular, you know, the reason they hate them is because people convert to Christianity.
On their own free will.
On their own free will. And many of these Christians haven't done anything except be a Christian. And we've had reports, firsthand reports, coming from over there, where even in the midst of persecution, that God has created a miracle to deliver them, and these unbelieving, it happens on both sides, Muslims and Hindus and others, and they come to the Lord. Matter of fact, they go back to the very ones they were persecuted to ask them what happened. So this goes on all the time.
I think it's exciting that they come to the Lord.
Yeah. And, of course, and this was Uttar Pradesh, which is one of the harshest states in India regarding religious freedom violations. And, of course, we've been covering India for so many years, and it's always the same. Now, the problem you got in America, folks, we're relaying this, and it's a persecution of Christians from overseas. But you're going to see this happen in America.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Because it's going to turn one day. And especially with all these illegals and everybody else coming in, you've got enemies coming in with them. This is not a good thing. It's not smart. It's not being a smart Democrat when you support this. And there are Democrats that oppose what's been going on. What we need is people to work together for the good of the country, not the good of the various parties.
Yeah, the communists, the socialists, the Nazis.
You know, and all we see is these kids that are woke now. And I've been telling the story for about a week now. I was on social media, of course, on our accounts. And this one young man was on our account. I don't know if he's following us or how he got there, but, and he says, my pronouns, I think it was who and where. And he says, because I identify as invisible.
That's so ludicrous.
And this kid put a picture up. He had a photo.
Was he there in the photo?
Yeah. I mean, it made more sense if there was nobody there.
Yeah.
You know, and have like a little voice thing come out and say, you can't see me because I'm invisible. But, you know, I mean, it's no telling if he was serious or what he was doing. But, you know, it's just like, you know, we hear a lot of this. I mean, there's so much of this stuff. And, you know, it's just like this preacher. He was a black preacher from down south not too long ago, I saw. His videos all over. He says, I don't care what you call yourself, how woke you are. And he went on with this long diatribe of that. Then he says, because God made only two sexes, male and female, no matter what you think you are.
That's right.
And it was, and of course, his congregation. If you've ever seen a black congregation down south go, I mean, they just go wild. He's like, come on now, you know, come on now. And they're screaming, holler. You know, this is, he says, I'm not afraid to preach this stuff. Come on now. Yeah.
And there was another thing he said. I liked something about to stop teaching the kids about this transgendered stuff. It's time to start teaching them
the truth.
Yeah, well, and what did he say? Reading, writing, arithmetic, and something about, you know, and the Bible. And he's right.
Yeah.
Get rid of the garbage.
Yep. So at any rate, we're going to be doing your next part. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
This is exciting. This is part two of Raised from the Dead. What Charlotte saw after that, however, shocked her. Standing behind my mom and dad was a light so bright I couldn't look upon it. So bright, but I knew it was my Heavenly Father. I saw a toddler, and I can remember thinking, who is this? And I heard my father say to me, my Heavenly Father say to me, it's your child. I lost that child. I was 5 and a half months pregnant, and I can remember holding the baby up I can remember them holding up the baby and saying, "Charlotte, it's a boy." Then he was gone. So when I saw this toddler, I said, "God, how is that possible?" He says, "They continue to grow in heaven, but there's no time. It's eternity." So 48 years, and here my child, our child, is a toddler. And then God chose to show her one more thing. God took me to the edge of hell, and I looked down, and the smell, rotten flesh, that's what it smelled like, and screams. After seeing the beauty of heaven, the contrast of seeing hell is almost unbearable. And he says, "I show you this to tell you, if some of them do not change their ways, this is where they will reside." I heard my father say, "You have time to go back and share." And as quickly as she had gone to heaven, Charlotte's spirit came back. I felt myself being drawn into my body. I felt the pain where I hadn't felt pain. I felt the sorrow. And her husband said, "They came running in, and your eye blinked," and he said, "I knew then I was going to get to bring you home." And Charlotte made a full recovery and was released from the hospital after 2 weeks. And she's been sharing her story since then in public appearances with everyone she comes into contact with. And she says, "People need hope. They want to know that there is something out there. They want to know that everything's okay. I have been privileged to bring people to Christ as he asked me to. All the authority that he had, he has given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, not because of who we are. God promises. He said if it were not so, he would have told us. But he's gone to prepare a place for us, and it's more real than you can imagine. I can look you square in the eye and tell you for sure, heaven is real." That's amazing.
Yes. And
thank God for our hope.
And that is a CBN story.
Yes.
So it's hard to believe, you know, that there are those that go and come back. And
once seeing that, who'd want to come back?
Yeah. It just amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no doubt. I mean, today there's a lot of things that are terrible, and there's good things. And, you know, a good sunset, good morning, you know, nature scenes, good events, good people. Not everybody's wicked. Not everybody loves what's going on. And there's a lot of people that have not bent the knee to this godlessness that we have in America.
Amen.
And so, today we pray that you remember all of these people we've talked about and those ministries that are involved in them. Pray for them. Donate money to help them, and especially those groups that have people on the ground to help those overseas. And there are a lot of people today that need help.
Oh, amen.
But this isn't the first time. I have articles that I wrote a long time ago that detail what happened during the 2014-2015 ISIS thing. And the bottom line of it is, at that time when I wrote the article, I forgot how many millions of people were uprooted, because there's regular people that track all of that globally to tell you how many people are mobile and out of a home and leaving their state and or their nation, fleeing because of conflict or something.
Persecution.
Yeah. So, at any rate, we're going to have to get out of here, but we got a little time, Tower.
Okay.
Say your goodbyes.
Okay. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. We're always glad to be here with you. We love you and appreciate you. We pray for you. We always hope the best for you in the Lord. And remember to pray for your brethren around the world and for us. And stay safe and be careful. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Well, there's no doubt about it that the need to stay safe is there. And there's a lot of families in America, a lot of people. And we are living in perilous times. But you can go by our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Truly Christian websites with a lot of hope, a lot of teachings. And you can contact us through our contact page. We don't answer on social media. There's a lot of good reasons why we don't. But if you want to contact us, go to our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Also, be sure to pick up a copy of my book, The Rising. You can go to either one of our websites. I've got ads on those that'll take you to our main book page and things like that. This is a very important book. It's not like most Christian fictions. This thing has prophecy in it. It has biblical input. It is totally different. It also has some special writings in it that I did and incorporated into it. And I doubt you see much of this anywhere. So check out this and leave a, when you get the book, leave a comment. You can, and if you don't know where, send a comment to me through our contact page on Warn Radio, on warn-usa.com. And you can pick it up a lot of places. And if you just want the ebook, you can get the ebook for a good price over on Google Play. Don't ask me how it got over there, but that's where it's at. It's also at Walmart on their website, but it's also on Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and it's distributed through Ingram and through LifeRich Publishing and many other places. Globally, we have readers in a lot of nations, and this is well represented. So check out The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. You'll be glad you did. Visit our website. You take care of yourself. Look to the Lord and be safe. Blessings to you in the name of the Lord. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.